What else is troubling me? Mickey Mouse's birthday being announced on the television news as if it's an actual event. I don't give a shit. If I cared about Mickey Mouse's birthday, I'd have memorized it years ago. And I'd send him a card. Dear Mickey, happy birthday. Love, George. I don't do that. Why? Don't give a shit. Fuck Mickey Mouse. Fuck him in the asshole with a big rubber dick. Then break it off and beat him with the rest of it. I hope Mickey dies. I do. I hope he goddamn dies. I hope he gets a hold of some tainted cheese and dies lonely and forgotten behind the baseboard of a soiled bathroom in a poor neighborhood with his hand in Goofy's pants. Mickey Mouse. No wonder no one in the world takes our country seriously. We waste valuable television time informing our citizens of the age of an imaginary rodent.
There.
Looky here, bitches. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. I'm over here fucking your mother. You fucking dick knobs.
I was patrolling the pachinko, you noodle model parlor in the nefarious zone. Hanging out with insects, underducting, the CIA was on the phone. Well,
maybe something else sucks around here, like the public.
Such is life.
Yeah, the public sucks. There's a nice campaign slogan for somebody. The public sucks. Fuck hope. Fuck hope.
Latino Caribo. Mondo bongo, the flower's good in your hair. Latino Caribo, mondo bongo, the boy said it was fair.
Oh. And haven't we gone a little overboard with these colored ribbons for different causes? Every cause has its own colored ribbon now. Red for AIDS, blue for child abuse, pink for breast cancer, green for the rainforest, purple for urban violence. I got a brown one. You know what it means? Eat shit, motherfucker! Eat shit, motherfucker!
New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homos didn't touch it.
You guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Donna! Did you start the coffee yet?
Welcome, welcome, one and all, to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusive Tuesday night programming on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. The place to be and the thing that some of us can do with our ears. Thanks for tuning in. I can't get to any of this shit. No, I can't. I'm already running a bit late. Because there's some very punctual Germans ready to rock your faces entirely off of your skulls. Who are they? Rammstein! Oh snap indeed. I've got more knobs than a fucking knob store. I don't know. I've got nothing tonight. I'm out of it. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm out of it. Frank, how are you tonight?
What's going on, Ken? Oh, Christ.
What? What's wrong?
I for-
I'm hearing feedback.
You're hearing some feedback. It's okay.
All right.
Don't worry about it. Everything will be okay.
All right. Apologies.
All right. Is everything okay with you?
Yes.
You're hearing a little feedback. You know, you're having a blast. You're having some fun. But this is the DJ New Style Show. It's time for some professional fake internet radio comedy that only you and I can do so well.
That's correct.
This brand of comedy with fucking chair squeaks that I tried to fix, but I just fucking can't. Fuck you, WD-40. Fuck you. Now you've been relegated to the status of potential lubes I might try while masturbating. That's it. I can't fix a chair with you. May as well try to stroke one out. Don't know. What's the most extravagant lube that you've ever used? What is it? Let's just
KY jelly.
That's it. That's as far out as you've gone. You've never tried.
Yes.
Before you had the balls to go buy KY, maybe
right.
As a youngin. Because I know you didn't just go right to the pharmacy and say, "Hey, listen, I'll take the KY, please." Oh, here you go, 13-year-old just starting a jack bald man.
Excuse
yes,
me?
you were bald your entire life. Let's face it. We're trying out some new things as far as technology goes. This is probably the most boring thing I could ever, you know, segue into. I'm probably not going to continue on it much longer. George Carlin's dead. That's something that actually upsets me, and I'm still a little bit upset about it. I'm still kind of just feeling a little bit off because of it. Now, I know you're the type of person to, like, you don't give a shit that he's dead.
No, it's not that.
You don't care.
I didn't know the guy personally.
To you, he may as well have been dead fucking 30 years ago, right?
I didn't know the guy personally, so I feel bad that he's dead, but I'm not going
to
grieve over it.
You don't feel bad. You don't feel bad. Just I remember you were saying, you know, I thought he died in the 60s. I thought he was, you know what, to me, he's not even fucking alive anymore. That's what you were saying. The first real memory I had of enjoying stand-up comedy that wasn't like just some random fucking, hey, here's a toilet and it's hilarious, I'm going to put it on my head and I'll call it a head toilet. Like some stupid Carrot Top act that I enjoyed maybe when I was 7. But the first like comedy that adults and non-retarded people would enjoy that I remember was George Carlin. And it was his special Jammin' in New York. I guess they did it at the Paramount, Madison Square Garden. Did you watch any of his specials?
I've never watched an entire special. I saw clips, you know, like the different parts. I never saw an entire special. I mean, I know some of his bits, but you know, what can I do? I mean, it makes me. I think the reason you like him is because you try to jump on the bandwagon, or you did like
jump.
You know what I'm saying?
Jump on the bandwagon, like.
Well, it's just like
honestly.
You know,
let's say for argument's sake, I'm jumping on the I'm so sad he's gone bandwagon. Like, what fuck? Where is this bandwagon going to take me?
Well, you know what it's like? It's like people who like Lenny Bruce. They like him because they think it's cool to like him. You know what I'm saying? They think it's the in thing.
So you think it's like the hipster thing now to
to
just fucking say, oh, it sucks, Carlin, man. Yeah, Carlin,
exactly.
Carlin transcended all fucking, you know, demographics pretty much.
Now, if this was Seinfeld, it would be another story.
Okay. If another celebrity died, who would it take for you to feel emotion? Would it only be Seinfeld?
It would be Seinfeld, and
that's
Uncle
it.
Floyd. Yeah,
just Seinfeld.
I wouldn't feel bad. I'm not gonna cry over it. Have you ever cried over a celebrity dying?
I've never cried over it. Whoa! What the fuck is that? Oh God damn it! Wrong clip. Well, I wanted to ask you. If there was something that might make you cry, if another celebrity of yours died, what if New Jersey's own Bon Jovi, John Bon Jovi, died? How would you feel then?
Well, as you know, Bon Jovi's the greatest rock band of all time.
Bon Jovi's the greatest rock band of all time.
Yeah.
So yeah, if John Bon Jovi was brutally murdered, would you cry?
No, I would not cry. I'm not.
What about
cry
Tico
over...
Torres?
Tico Torres?
If he played with Chuck Berry, I mean, I'm learning all kinds of things from rock.
No,
band.
I'm not gonna cry over. I'm not gonna cry at somebody's death if I don't know the person personally.
So, you have to know the person.
Exactly.
So if You walk into somebody and they're crying. You say, well, what's wrong? What's the matter? And they say, it's all the same. I can't fucking do it. It's just fucking terrible. Anytime I hear Bon Jovi, I have to just shout it out. If you run into somebody and they're crying, and you ask them why, and they say, oh, my newborn child was drowned. It just drowned in the ocean, and they're dead, and I found them, and there was nothing we could do, and, you know, it's really horrible. You wouldn't feel any emotion. You just say, well, ain't that a bitch. Let me go get some watermelon. Got a picnic Sunday.
Listen, don't be a wise ass. Of course I feel emotion, but I'm not going to I'm not gonna feel something I would if it was somebody that I knew personally.
So, like, how personal would you have to know them? Like, if you met them once and you had a conversation with them,
there have been people in my family who's I didn't cry at their funeral, so I'm not going to cry it over somebody I don't know.
That's true. And as you know, I've been to more funerals than probably anybody you know. There have been funerals where I was completely, like, unaffected. I've been to funerals where going into it, I didn't know the name, but I only knew the face, and the funeral makeup guy didn't do such a great job, so I was fucked. I didn't know who the person was. I had to go look around at the pictures and be like, oh, that's who this is.
What is your procedure? Are you one of those people who who kneel at the, thing there in front of the coffin or no?
Yeah, typically, and we're alienating a few people who probably either don't do this type of funeral or don't ever keep in touch with family members. But what I do is I approach the box, the wooden suit, and I will kneel, but I have to go up with some. I'm not going to go up alone. I have to go up with somebody because I don't want to approach what's next alone. The weeping mourning relatives,
yeah,
of this now deceased person. I don't want to go up there alone and have them talk my ear off. If you go up there with, I say talk my ear off like I'm some kind of a horrible person, but if you're up there with a group, they want to get the groups far away, but they will latch on to a stray mourner and just start talking about the good times. Like, oh, the picnic was so great. If you have those pictures, please just send them over. Blah, blah, blah. Like, I've been through it, and I've just fucking seen it all when it comes to the funerals. It's formulaic now. But I do feel emotion with it. I've been to funerals where, yeah, I didn't cry, but I could recognize it as a tremendously sad event. And I wouldn't chastise somebody for being sad. Like, if I'm upset because Carlin died, you're taking, like, almost an attitude with me because I didn't know him.
You called me
a fucking hipster because who provided me entertainment through my entire life died.
If his wake was it was 20 miles from your house, would you go to the wake?
No.
If it was open to the public?
No, I wouldn't go because...
You're not a real fan.
The true fans. I would go, but I would buy the bootleg t-shirts from the black guys jumping out of the shrubs in the parking lot. I wouldn't buy the real shirts. They're just too pricey.
Did you ever buy those shirts, those concerts, or no?
I bought at the Beastie Boys show I went to in like 98. I bought fucking Hello Nasty t-shirt from one of the Jamaicans that came out by a Giants or by the fucking Devil Stadium that used to be the Devil Stadium. I don't even know what it was. Continental Airlines Arena. Fucking garbage. And that place went through so many name changes, I can't even keep up with it.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Brendan Byrne Arena, now it's Continental.
I'm sorry to hear about this. This is terrible.
Are you bad with the small talk?
I'm sorry for your loss. I couldn't even see this coming. No, these are just like my, this is my, if I had a card, I would be able to practice for the next person who dies.
This is the worst thing I do is, when I go to, after I look at the coffin and I go to the person grieving, I say, "How you doing?" And it's not a good thing to say this.
Hey, what's
I
up?
I realize after I said, you know, I shouldn't say, "How you doing?" You know,
another thing you shouldn't say is, "What's popping?" What's popping off? Elbow bump. No, yeah, you don't want to bump knucks with somebody who just dropped the sun.
Absolutely.
The worst, like, because I've been the person on that line, and I've been the people, you know, that have to parade through it and talk to them. I've been on both sides of that. The worst is the guy who's like, "How you doing?" With the real reassuring look, like, you know, "I'm going to fall apart. Thank God you're here." Person I've never met. Good thing that you're going to fucking console me through my time of need. Just fucking miserable. Just miserable. Funerals are the worst thing ever. I've been to far too many. I think it's because I have a lot of very, very old relatives. I've been to only...
I've probably been to more than you, though, but anyway.
How many have you been to?
I'd probably have to say at least 25.
Okay, I've been to probably 30. Okay. I've had years with 4. I've had years with 3. I mean, come on. You know, I could go all day. But do you remember the time, since you've been to a healthy dose of them yourself, 25 is nothing to sneeze at. Do you remember when the picture thing started to become prevalent?
Right, absolutely.
Now,
absolutely.
Instead of just, you know, a stiff in a box, somebody that, you know, has this fucking silky smooth covered crate that they're in, now they have just pictures from family vacations and events and stuff like that, and now everybody peeks at them. And to me, I welcome it now. I really do welcome it, but at first I kind of rejected it. I'm like, oh, this is fucking bullshit. Change is bad. I haven't seen enough of these yet. But now, after having been to a few with these pictures, and by the way, this is the very morbid DJ New Style show, discussing dead bodies and adornments for the celebration of their disposal. I will go and I will just look at the pictures until I hear the little fucking, the bell they ring that's like, yo, get the fuck out of here. We have to close here. Because usually they're at night on a work day. Nobody dies on a fucking, you know, with a weekend funeral.
Right.
Everybody, they do it on a work day. So I either get to leave work or I have to leave work normally and go to this thing until like 9 o'clock. And then after that, you can't go right home.
Oh, no.
If you have any one drop of Italian blood in you, I happen to have, you know, half of my lineage be Italian. You are, you know, you boast your entire, your full 100% Italian status on a daily basis.
Right.
You have to go to a diner because the spirits will follow you home. The spirits will follow you home.
Right.
What the fuck? If I'm dead, I'm not going to follow somebody to their shitty fucking house I've probably been to already. I'm going to go see things I haven't seen. If the idea of a spirit is to be believed, what the fuck is me going to a diner and getting a goddamn happy waitress? How is that going to fucking deter them from following me back? They can't wait 20 minutes?
Well, the worst is the repast after the funeral, because you're almost going there and you're enjoying yourself eating and talking to people, and it's just a... You know, you're celebrating almost.
I don't like that. I don't like the huge buffet after the, you know, after we're like, okay, that's enough of looking at this fucking thing. Put it away.
But do you like buffets in general?
It's a thing at that point. It's not a person. It used to be a person. Now it's a fucking thing. It's not your loved one anymore. It's something that somebody got paid hourly to spray paint some kind of flesh tone because it used to be blue.
You know what? When my grandmother passed away, they like stuffed like newspaper under her dress for some reason. I don't know why they did.
How do you know this? No, because did you touch it? Are you a corpse toucher? Are you a corpse toucher?
Not usually, no.
Not usually.
Are you?
Okay. I've been known to maybe touch the arm just to see. I got to see that there's arms. I don't know. Maybe they hacked the arm off and used it for something. Maybe there's a pool table back there with corpse arms. Just under the legs to keep it even. I don't know. It just seems a little bit odd to me that I don't think there's anybody out there that hasn't poked at a corpse at a funeral. Do you have anybody in your family that you or anyone you know of that is like, I'm not touching that.
No. I mean, they usually just touch the back of the hand. But I was always weirded out by that. But I guess we shouldn't be afraid of the dead, we should be afraid of the living. So
we should be absolutely afraid of the living, especially since the living can't stop touching the dead. Jimmy
right,
Spickle,
right.
He's checking in the Ustream room. You can go to heroestalk.com, click on video, see our wonderful faces as we talk about death and pain and human misfortune. He says he never has, and he calls us sick fucks. He's never touched the corpse. The one thing that gets me, and I understand why they do it, they've lost somebody that's near and dear to them, is... But they're they start stroking the arm or something like that, like a little smooth, like reassuring rub on the arm, or maybe like they fiddle with the hair a bit. I'm like, you're really gonna piss off the guy who spent hours making this guy look this horrible.
Oh, well.
Now, you, do you ever do anything like that? Did you ever mess with a corpse?
No, no.
Never.
What am I going to mess with it? What am I going to do with it? Mess with it?
Maybe, like just experiment. See maybe how hard a finger is or something. Just like.
When my grandmother passed away, I tried to open her hand up, and it was just like. It was
impossible. It was impossible. Your grandma was cement at that point. You may as well put a hole in her and put a basketball hoop up.
Right.
There's no fucking difference.
And she was ice cold, too.
Ice cold! All right. It's horrible. And then you see these caskets that have drawers for, like, keepsakes. Like... First, like, they're going to be able to open this drawer, I guess, when they suddenly wake up. Like, oh, shit, I'm under 6 feet of dirt. Good thing I have this rosary. Good thing I have this fucking matchbook from Vegas, 1968.
Oh, yeah, they put stuff in there. Absolutely, yeah.
It's fucking terrible. Absolutely awful.
Now, this is an uplifting conversation.
It is. It's the DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk. The thing you do with your ears if you're still alive. That's right. A little morbid. And it's all because George Carlin died. Whenever anybody meaningful dies, I get into this mood. I get into a little bit of a mood.
They say death is in threes. So you got Tim Russert, Carlin. Who do you think is going to be the next celebrity to die?
Well, that's the thing. People say three, but then they forget about people. They only remember, like, the nearest two. What about Bo Diddley? That wasn't that fucking long ago. Maybe that now we have our third, finally.
Okay, maybe. Maybe.
But no, it's always got to be some sliding rule. And by the way, the next one will be Mel Brooks. That's my prediction. Unfortunately, I'm a big Mel Brooks fan, but he's 81, you know. He's going to check out soon. Yeah, you know, we'll probably never see History of the World Part 2. I don't know. What about you? Who do you think's next?
I'm thinking Jerry Lewis.
Really? I'm going to change my answer to John Bon Jovi. John Bon Jovi will be the next celebrity to die. Unfortunately for you, Frank. And they're just going to play this on loop. Just like you from 1988 until now. Bon Jovi's dead. He's really dead, dead, dead now. He's really dead. He's really dead, dead, dead now. Frank's going to cry because it's his favorite band. Nope. Sorry, John. You've been snuffed, just like in real life. Coming soon, Dead Bon Jovi. People want to do the death pool. It's overkill. People have done that. It's been done. Everything has been done, but that has been done to, well, death. Horrible. Absolutely terrible. Frank, I don't know about you, but you love Bon Jovi. Right? You do.
All right.
Can we just face it? You're a big fan of Bon Jovi?
I'm a fan. I'm a fan, yeah.
Do you listen to any entirely digital music? Music
I don't know what
that means. Music that was created without the playing of actual instruments.
Oh.
Synthesized music only.
Techno?
No, not necessarily techno. Hip hop could be considered digital music. Do you listen to anything like this?
Not that I know of, no. I could, but I may not know I'm listening to it, so.
Because Neo brought up something here. Neo is God, our friend here. He said that you were very, very upset by the...
I'm very pissed off.
Well, now, why don't you explain why you're pissed off?
I'm pissed off because these rap songs sample already established songs, and the people who are listening to these rap songs probably don't even know that these... sampling or of songs that already existed.
You really think that
aggravates
you? Really think that the people that listen to these songs have no idea that this is something new or this isn't something original?
I'm sure there's a lot of them who have no idea, and it angers me, and I'm fed up with it.
Well,
they have no originality, these people.
But that's like saying that's like being mad at somebody for not having heard a song, because that's the only way you wouldn't know that's a sample is if you hadn't heard that song. So I don't understand why are you so mad? You're just angry at this one specific, subset of music because you feel what they're not original enough. They took all your favorite music from
they took all the hooks of songs, and this whole sampling started out with MC Hammer. He was the first one to do sampling.
MC Hammer was no, he was not the first one to do sampling.
He was the first one to do sampling.
No, he was not. What are you talking about?
He did the "You Can't Touch This," which was
you're out of your fucking mind. Let me tell you about sampling.
Which is Rick James's.
Some of the first sampling was done in the '80s. MC Hammer was in 91. Are you
aware
of that? You're not, but you're aware of this.
Oh, the first sampling was a Run DMC with Aerosmith. That was the first sample.
That was okay. Now I gotta stop. Bullshit time. The Aerosmith Run DMC thing—they performed together. You realize that? How is it sampling if you're performing it live?
The reason
that was a mashup. It's a mashup of talents.
Right. The reason they did that is because at that point in time, Aerosmith was on the skids. They were not popular back then. So they went on to do that in order to regain their fame.
Well, then the number to call is 316-768-4472.
8-4-4-7-2.
Well, someone's got to take care of that. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
Foundry Music Jeff.
Jeff, what's going on, buddy?
I'm kind of with Germ on this one. Like, I hate it when they take a really great song and they just fucking destroy it. And the earliest in my memory is Under Pressure. And then fucking,
that's Vanilla Ice and Queen.
Yeah,
right here.
Terrible. Fantastic song, and he just made a joke.
Hey. Yo, Vanilla, kick it one time, boy.
This is so putrid.
Yo, VIP.
What is wrong with this fucking world that this was deemed to be popular?
I'm sure there's a lot of people who thought that Rob Van Winkle was the original composer of this music.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. I sit back with my brand new edition. See, this is basically the song that people will sing when it comes on, ironically, at some fucking club or some bar, and they'll act like they're the only people that knows the fucking lyrics, and they'll sing it to themselves and shake their bottles as they dance.
What's worse is there's a generation of people that never heard the original, and that's
what I'm saying. And these people who were listening to this never heard the original, and they think that these hip hop artists, they think that they're all that, when they're in fact they're not.
They think the beat is brilliant. I hear what you're saying.
Frank, let me ask you something. Who are you sampling the phrase "all that" from? Because it's fucking garbage, and I need to know who the originator is so I can punch him in the face. That's all that. They think it's all that, but it's not even the original. Come on, this is insane. Listen to this. He goes crazy when he hears a cymbal. Don't fucking play percussion near this guy. He'll lose it. Oh, God. This is fucking garbage. Yeah, sampling, I don't know. I like it. It's an alternative method of producing an original composition, but not necessarily an original song.
Does the original artist, did they have to get permission from the original artist?
I mean, now they did, but I don't think in the beginning they had to.
Oh, really?
I don't think there were any rules. Jeff, do you know anything about that? Did we lose Jeff? Oh, we did. But
Jeff,
I think originally you didn't have to because they, you know, it was a brand new thing. It's like, I don't know. Is it illegal to fuck your couch? No, it's not yet, but it probably will be in 20 years. Who knows? It'll be like couchophilia. Sophilia. Okay, enough Vanilla Ice. Oh, here he is. Here's Jeff. He's gonna set it straight. Jeff.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
No, it's all right. Jeff, what's up?
You told me to call back, so here I am.
Well, I know. We wanted to know about the legality of the sampling. Frank asked, do they have to get the permission? And I thought that you did. There was a point where you did not.
I think it's a gray area. Like, you can sue for it if it's gratuitous, but I think a simple beat you can't. Otherwise, there'd be money going around everywhere in the rap community, and I doubt anyone's paying anytime soon.
Well, the interesting case was the Vanilla Ice thing. They actually added like a 15th of a note to the original beat, and that was enough to prove it.
There's ways around it, but I think if you sample vocals, then you actually have to.
Okay,
attend,
Vanessa
but...
from Best in Show has it. There is some like kind of measure on the amount of music that you can sample. She says something about like 8 bars, something 8 bars or less, I think you're good to go or whatever. I don't know.
Sounds about right.
But yeah, they instead of bum 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 bum, they added like bum 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 bum. So I mean, it's the same fucking thing. They just duplicated one of the notes or whatever. It's amazing. Yeah. We're discussing the Vanilla Ice case, 2008, the DJ News Style Show. But yeah, I don't know. So you agree with Germ on this whole sampling thing and how it's an evil monster and anything new is bad.
Well, it would be great if they improved on the original, but they so rarely do. I mean, it's gotten to the point where they can't think of an original beat, so they'll take something
exactly.
from a great
well,
song.
Exactly.
What about improvement on the original here? That's what you want? Well, have you ever heard of an artist called Akon? Have you heard of an artist called Akon?
There's no need to improve the original because the
listen
original is
to
the original.
This, Frank. You want improvement of the original? The original? What about Mr. Lonely? Have you heard this?
Lonely,
it's clearly not at the original pitch. It's an improvement. I think Akon's demographic.
Akon.
Akon, he has, I guess, something of a more urban demographic. Who the fuck is bumping this in their Escalade? Yeah, right here. Yeah, this one goes out to all my players who like to listen to Mr. Lonely while evading the law. I don't know. Just garbage. But it is an improvement on the original. Why not? Well, I don't...
Hey, Frank, is there any rap you like?
I like happy rap.
Jam
like...
on it!
No. Jam on it! I like happy rap. I don't like angry rap. I like Young MC. I like Tone Loke. I like happy rap.
Happy rap.
Herbie Hancock. I like happy rap.
So like this song you've sung before.
Yes.
Yeah. Would you classify this as happy rap?
That's happy rap. That came out in approximately 1983.
Ugh.
Hey Ken, do you remember a song by Busta Rhymes called Fired Up that had the Knight Rider theme?
Oh, yes, I do. I certainly do. Busta Rhymes, yeah. It had the Knight Rider thing going on. But it was pretty good. Have you ever heard this song, Frank? The Busta Rhymes song that he's talking about.
Play it.
Well, I don't have it right now, you fuck. I'm trying to goddamn go with it.
Then I didn't hear it then, no.
You know what? Fuck it. If you never heard it, then you're never going to hear it, Frank. That's how it goes. Why don't you just listen to Jam on It for another 25 years? Jamone!
It's Jam on It, not Jamone.
I know, asshole! They're not speaking the Queen's English, you
asshole.
Fuck! They slur things. They slur. Okay. It's not a crime. Neo sent me some examples of these wonderful sampled songs. Can you pick out the sample in this one? By Biggie Smalls.
Tell that motherfucker to bring me some motherfucking weed to the hospital.
Notorious by Duran Duran. Okay, they took a wonderful song by Duran Duran, one of the best bands of the 1980s.
What? They're all homos.
And what's worse is you have something like rap, which is tough, taking something that's sort of effeminate like Duran Duran.
Well, you just said they were one of the best bands of the 80s. I don't understand.
They could be the best band and be a little effeminate.
But you declared them the best band. That means you're their biggest
fan.
I said
they were one of the best.
So were they some of your favorite music in the 80s?
They had some songs, but listen to me. These
I wonder
people listen
how many guys got cornholed listening to fucking Notorious. I think I'm talking to one right now. See that? It fits right in. It's good. It works out well. I don't understand why you're so mad. Why are you so upset at this, Frank?
I'm upset because... I, the original band's not getting the credit that it deserves.
They're probably getting a little scent to play. I don't know what they get, if they get anything. But it is truly notorious. They got to know that life ain't always what it seemed to be. Threw your family off and fill your dreams.
There's also, Frank, a rap song that samples one of your favorite bands, Bon Jovi.
Oh, yeah.
A guy by the name of Saigon. The song's called Riders.
Oh, really?
And,
really?
Yeah, samples Run Away.
Hmm.
What song did they sample? What's Bon Jovi song?
He just fucking said it.
Runaway.
She little runaway.
Oh. All right, you know what? I have a little bit of feedback here. I apologize, okay?
That's okay. Hey, listen, you know, no need to apologize. Now, Jerm, I want to ask you if you can pick out this sample on this next one by Cameron. Stop snitching.
Killer. Dipset. Charlamagne. Jim Jones. Santana. Freaky. Let's go. What they want? Same.
Oh, this is Cyndi Lauper. Girls Just Want to Have Fun from the She's So Unusual album of 1983. Why they would do this to poor Cyndi is wrong and reprehensible.
Poor Cyndi.
Oh, Cyndi. I can't believe this has happened to you. How dare you?
And no one will ever know the original. How sad.
That's what sucks about it.
I mean, when the working day is done, girls just want to have fun.
It's just not right.
You're just
you
beside
know?
Yourself. But you picked that one out. Took you a little bit. Took you a hot minute.
See, that's, man, play Just Us. Just Us by Cameron. See if Frank could pick that one out.
Yeah, I don't exactly have Cameron's discography to peruse. No offense. I have a few select songs that Neo is God sent me. I'm going to go through the list here. Jeff, feel free to chime in if Jerm doesn't get it right away.
Now, Ken, do you know what Neo's real first name is?
Yes.
What?
Why am I going to give his info out?
Okay, I apologize.
You're going to ask me where he fucking lives?
No, I apologize. Go ahead, go.
I mean, what? No, why were you prying?
No, I'm just, I know it. I know what his first name is.
You don't know what it is.
I don't think it's a secret.
You don't know what it is, first. Let me tell you right, you don't know what it is.
Let's just say it was one of the kids on the Brady Bunch's name, okay? Let's just leave it at that.
It's not Bobby, okay?
Well, shut up. All right, go ahead.
All right, again by Eminem, this one here. Let's see if you can pick this one out. Huge offender. It's not even fucking...
Oh, this is Aerosmith, Dream On.
Dream On It! Dream On It!
And they don't even... They're not even subtle about it. They just start out with the fucking... song.
It's fucking, and it's an awful song too. Nightmares for white hair.
I cannot stand. I despise Marshall Mathers. I despise him. He's an arrogant
really?
Piece of white.
Why
trash.
Are you starting beef on the DJ New Style Show?
I apologize.
You realize that he will eventually, in his new track, say, "You're full of shit, Germ Freak. It was a fist that hit you," and then go into the Aerosmith hook. Fucking terrible. But he will have pistol whipped you prior to that. Ugh, I can't listen to that anymore. Just fucking absolutely awful. Now, I don't know if you'll get this one because you are an old man. However, you do resemble one of the characters.
Take the bass line out.
Oh, this is the theme. It's a Hard Knock Life, Buddy Annie theme. And I think I represent Daddy Warbucks.
Yeah. Frankie Warbucks.
Now, who's the rapper who's doing this?
This would be Jay-Z, the illustrious
okay.
Jay-Z.
Now, you have a child's play with a rap artist. I don't know.
It makes it unique. It makes it unique. I mean, no one was sampling this, so he did something different. And it got a ton of airtime. Ton of spins, as they say. What's that?
For him.
Good for him. Why not? Something different. What are you going to take another Zeppelin hook and fucking put an 808 under it? Who cares? Well, you know, take a fucking little kid's play and do something with that. That's what I say. Now, Frank, this one.
FYI.
Yes.
The Annie, parts of Annie were filmed at Monmouth University in West Long Branch, New Jersey. Just an FYI.
Thank
All right,
you.
Go ahead.
When were they filmed?
I would assume in the early 80s, 82 maybe.
So you were what, 35? Next one up is by Kanye West. Now, I don't know how you feel about Kanye West, but let's see if you can pick out the sample. Now, Jeff, you're going to probably get this one right away. But I don't know. Maybe Frank won't.
Well, I'm in D.G.
Do you want to hear that crazy somebody say?
Rah, rah. D.G. Oh, she's a gold digger.
You don't know this?
Way over time.
I didn't know it was a sample. I thought that was the original.
The Ray Charles part?
Oh, it's Ray Charles. Let's see that song with China.
Yes, that would be Ray Charles. It's not a recently blinded Kanye West or a pretending to be blind Jamie Foxx. The actual sample is from Ray Charles. The beginning part was fucking Jamie Foxx.
Well, that's a perfect example of me being ignorant of the original. It was probably 100 times better. And now that I know, I'm going to go listen to it.
So you're going to actually check out the original because of Gold Digger?
I feel awful. I thought it was Jamie Foxx is doing Jamie Foxx, but I feel like a jackass.
I might be wrong. Fuck it. I don't know. I don't try to delve into the who is singing who type of thing. I just try and enjoy the music. I don't get irate in my fucking computer chair in my basement because.
But you don't believe in like a purity, you know, like just. Genres shouldn't mix.
No. No.
Why not?
I mean, why? Why does it? Why do they have to mix?
Well, I remember, like during like the whole ska punk cover, you know, era, when everyone would take a song and convert it into a ska version. I just got really angry. Like
once upon a time. Bah, bah, nah. Once when you were my eye, and they're all fucking just way fast paced. Just some fucking song that
never
didn't need to be.
Sorry.
I love Bumblebee, Bumblebee, tuna. Okay, we get it, Scott boy. We don't need a fucking cover of a goddamn jingle.
Okay.
What, Frank?
No, there's something. I just. All right, go ahead. Let's finish this and. I just wanted to check it.
Well, I mean, I want to get a gauge as far as you know why, you know, how mad you are and why.
I just told you why I'm mad.
But how mad are you? Is this enough to make you encourage others to not purchase their music? I mean, are you going to initiate some kind of a boycott of music you weren't going to purchase anyway? Like, why does this affect you?
That would take physical labor.
Yeah, he's gonna have a sandwich board and stand outside of. Well, Tower Records is gone. There are no more record stores.
Me, I have no idea what's going on in music.
See that? That's
is that true? I mean, because I stopped once 1990 hit. I have nothing. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
See, that's a surprise. I would never have guessed by your selections of Germ Freak Radio that you would have stopped listening to music after 1990.
And by the way,
coming up is Blondie with Call Me. Call me. Just rocking out in the 80s.
What else you guys? Is that it?
What made you stop with the music in the 90s? Is just the different number in the year? Like, you
no,
know,
you
well,
know what?
Fuck
I'm gonna,
this.
I'm gonna go
not the
I'm gonna
80s.
Say, probably I was probably say 92 or 93. I don't know. I just graduated
grunge.
College. And,
grunge killed hair bands and you. You no longer purchase music after Nirvana hit.
And his hair.
That's right.
Excuse me?
That's right. The hair bands died, and so did your hair.
Much thing.
Was that about the time that you lost your hair? You didn't feel as cool or something? I don't know.
No, that's not the case.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't mean to, you know, embarrass
you. Is there any other sampling we have?
We have a lot more here.
Let's go.
Are you okay?
Yes.
Are you all right? Well, we played this one before a little bit.
Can't touch this.
All right.
You can't touch it, though. Can't touch this. So what's the big deal with this? It's fucking hip. It's original.
Now,
ring the bell, school's in, sucker!
Now, this was obviously Rick James' hit, Super Freak, back in 1981, I believe.
Yeah.
And what you have here is, whatever happened to this fellow, anyway?
He decided to take too many people from the hood onto his payroll, and he couldn't afford them, and he went bankrupt. Went bankrupt. He basically spent more money than he had coming in. I don't know if there's a certain stereotype there, but I'm not gonna go into that. I'm just gonna say he spent beyond his means.
What do they call that? Blank rich?
I don't think we want to go there. No, no, not at all, Jeff. No, because you know what? This show isn't about that. It's not about any of that. God, I thought after maybe even listening to the show for a little bit, you would have understood that this show encourages everybody, not just one or two people. The entire listening audience to love one another.
Love one another all the while.
Even the N-rich. Even the N-rich. God. Yeah, there's a bunch of things out there. I don't know. We'll do one more here, Frank. And you let me know if this is going to, you know, how much this bothers you.
We got the Refugees All-Stars rubber-dubbing in the club.
Why you know what this is yet?
John Forte.
Oh, this is the Bee Gees.
Wow. Way to get it right at the hook.
Right at the hook,
Look-a-look-a-look-a-look-a-here.
Sorry, Thank you, Ed McGrath.
This is a fucking incredible song. Incredible.
Thank you, Ed McGrath.
Frank, I don't understand. You're just old. You got to get with the new, the any dub. You too, Jeff. I'm actually disappointed in you that you wouldn't have.
I'm actually surprised at Jeff because I thought that he was like on top of this stuff.
I thought he would have embraced all forms of music. Whether
I'm a big believer in musical purity. I think the genres, much like the races, shouldn't mix.
I just fucking played. Did I not play the Love One Another?
Oh, I'm
not gonna play it again because we had Wyclef on, and he's enough to just encourage peace. Yeah, you just musical cleanse. FM Jeff's musically ethnic cleanse. That's what he's going to be doing. I don't know. So, let's see here. I don't know, man. Why don't we take a quick break? How about that? Take a piss, regroup. Jeff, thank you for calling in about all
Jeff,
this.
Jeff, I may need you later. Just keep see, aware. Thank
the,
you.
The thing is, Jeff, that I think that you and Germ Freak may have more in common than you think. I think you may have.
I think we have a lot of common, actually.
I think you do. I mean, as far as does it extend into the germaphobe type behavior?
I would say the mixing of the musics, and that's probably where it ends.
That's a lot. That's a whole fucking heap of similarities. Just the one fucking thing. Oh, goddamn. We're going to take a quick break here. It's the DJ New Style Show on Heroes Talk, the thing you do with your ears, and the place that some of us who are living and have working ears do with our ears. Fuck it.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
That's not that good, dude.
I love you, but I hate you, which brings to mind how much I love you. We could have worked this out, you know, in a little locked room. I'm sorry you had to settle for Dave, the one-dimensional man. He's filed under sucker in my little black book, sweetness can rot your teeth, bittersweet. I love you.
The
the DJ New Style Show.
Hello, this is DJ New Style, host of the DJ New Style Show. Let's face it, kids are extremely annoying and take up the better part of your day. Why not get out there and do something for you? Get some me time. Drop those little brats off at Germ Freaks Daycare, where undivided attention and the safety of your child are our top priority.
Old MacDonald had a fart, E-I-E-I-O.
The last time she was over, she took a huge dump in the friggin' toilet and then didn't flush it. And I had to walk in and look at an 8-year-old turd in my goddamn toilet.
Old MacDonald had a fart,
are you calling me? What happened was apparently my son was chasing her because he wanted to hug her, and she fell and slipped on the wood. I guess she had socks on. Landed on her mouth. Her mouth was open when she landed on it, and knocked a couple teeth out.
Donna!
And piles of blood all over the fucking place, and I'm panicking all over my fucking house. So I'm going crazy looking for surgical gloves. She's lying on the floor bleeding to death. I couldn't find a goddamn thing. I told my kids, listen, stay away. Don't go near her. Don't even touch her. Just stay away.
I'll be up there in a minute!
I told them to go downstairs. She's bleeding in my foyer. I get on the phone, my cell phone, call my wife, Donna, to scream at her, get the hell over. I am an adult, you know. I am an adult. She probably had, I'm sure she's got nothing wrong with her. We know her family and everything, but you never know.
Are you calling me?
The DJ New Style Show. Lucky you, you're listening to the DJ New Style Show, dick. Oh, how very, very unlucky you are. Thank you for tuning into the DJ New Style Show. Exclusive Tuesday night programming on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. I've already told you this, but you should be on there already. For the love of Pete. Oh, it's good to be back. Frank, how are you? Oh, look at this. Would you look at this right away? Right away. You know what? Just not even. Don't even fade it out. Just cut that right there. You're on the DJ New Style Show with the Germ Freak. Who's this?
Hi, gentlemen. It's VA Messenger. How are you?
Your streak is over, though. What? You're starting anew? I don't understand.
I will start anew. That's what it takes. I'll start anew.
No, you know what? We did let it slide. You tried to call in. We saw you calling in and ignored you on purpose. So, technically, you did call in. We're going to keep this call streak going. Do you have anything you'd like to say on these calls that you do every time?
I would just like to acknowledge that when Mighty Horse Rocks crazed.
Yes, that's
been trying
Seth.
To call in.
Seth has been
and you will not
to...
answer. I made a little bet with him that I would be next, and I was. So I went.
So now you're leveraging our call system or whatever, which is just Skype. Let's be real. It's fucking Skype. This isn't a real show. You're using that to win bets with crazed.
I want to say one of the most enjoyable entertaining things I've ever seen was VA Messenger and Crazed arguing a couple nights ago in the room. It was just fucking awesome.
I missed it. Could you give me the recap on that? I'm not talking. I'm talking to the woodsman. VA Messenger.
I can't give you a recap, but it was just an awesome, awesome thing, and I appreciate that.
You see, Frank, I didn't ask you for the recap.
I apologize.
I asked VA Messenger.
Jerem, who do you think would win in a fight?
A fist fight? If it were to come to blows?
Do you think you could take Craze for real?
Between me and the purple belt Crazed.
Wait, he does not have a purple belt? What does he have? Does he have a purple belt because he spilled juice on a fucking regular belt? Why does he have a purple belt? What martial art has he been taught?
He claims he has been studying martial arts since he was 14 years old. Imagine he was thinner when he was 14 years old.
How many belts did they give him? Holy shit. I had a belt when I was a kid. They're not like long. They're not like tow cables. No offense, Seth, but like you're a big boy.
I need Seth to call in. I need to know about this. But
Seth,
you honestly
you
think
call in?
You honestly think you could take him in a fight? What's the tail of the tape? How tall are you?
How tall am I?
Yes.
I am I'm about 5'8".
5'8", what do you weigh?
About 225.
Okay, do you wear briefs?
No, I wear boxers.
Okay, see that, Germ? He wears boxers. Now your fucking fantasy can be complete.
Excuse me?
Part of the show prep meeting. For some reason, he just keeps getting sidetracked. He's like, I can't come up with new topics. Let me talk about them. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Calm down. He's like, I need to know about VA Messenger. I'm like, I'll make it happen, you little gay.
But see, VA Messenger, he's got a little bit of a temper because he was like, he wasn't even kidding around. I think he was a little bit serious, and it was odd to see that.
You were like threatening each other with violence, like you were going to meet up and throw down.
Well, no, I definitely.
Internet basically fight? Internet fist fight, man.
Basically,
I'm
going to
break your face if you see me at a bar. Just try to go to an event. Just try it, motherfucker. I will break your face.
Nice. Basically, what we talked about was how Seth wasn't invited to the birthday party where I met Germ. I wish you were there. But the four-person birthday party at the Meadowlands that he had no knowledge about, and he was hanging out with his friends. In the room the other day.
He's upset about that, but I'm upset that I can't find a time to cut in to point out that Barb just asked if at any time Seth was quoted as saying, "Get him a body bag, yeah!"
You know what the funniest thing is right now? His craze is so stupid that he's calling the wrong number. It's in the banner, dummy.
Yeah, I didn't see
call the right
I didn't
number.
See him call in at all. So, Seth, why don't you call in? And I'll tell you this.
He's not even listening.
As a trained person, trained in the martial arts, I'm not going to attack you. That's what the thing is. But I don't have to because I don't get into internet fights. Internet fights like you and VA Messenger. Ooh, pal talk.
Crazy. Crazy.
All right, well, hey, look, he's too stupid to dial the number. So
well, we have an
I'll
expert that says... our buddy Braindead from Braindead.com says, 14 and he's wearing a purple belt. It took him 7 years for black. Purple belt's still the beginning stages. Would you look at this? I don't know. This might be a little bit difficult, but we'll see how it goes.
Phone is ringing. Oh, my God.
OMG. 316-768-4472. That's the number that Craze should have been calling. You're on the DJ Newstyle show.
Now.
You're on the DJ Newstyle show with Germ Freak and VA Messenger. Who might this be? Like, I don't know.
This is Crazed. No. Finally, I get
Oh, you finally figured the number out. That's great.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
Took you long enough. I have it in my phone, so go ahead.
Anyway, I guess you beat me to it.
I'm sorry. I'm just looking at a few different cams, and apparently people are doing impressions of you, Crazed.
What?
Just visual gags. Nothing to be concerned with. So what did you have to say?
Like Casey Elon said, could I see her? No, I can't see her because I'm blocked, obviously. And
okay.
I don't know who that is.
Crazed. We're talking.
Yeah.
We're talking like gentlemen. What's going on with you and VA Messenger?
VA Messenger has hated me from day one. I've had no problems.
Whoa, what? Oh, see, it's that easy. It is that easy to get him confused.
Okay, can you not get him just, I don't want a call filled with confusion, I would like to get a little bit out of him. Could you just please not do that again?
I'm sorry.
VA, restrain yourself, Messenger! Okay, Seth, what's going on? So day one, the very first day, basically, you installed Pal Talk, and the first message was, "Welcome to Pal Talk. VA Messenger hates you."
No, since he's logged on and he heard my voice, he's been ragging on me the whole time or whatever, fine. He can hate people. He can hate people all he wants. This is America. But you know what? For that, in my opinion, he sucks.
So wait, this is America? Is that what you're saying?
This is America. He can hate whatever he wants, you know, but...
Seth,
in the
room last week, you kind of pointed to the fact that that VA messenger may be a little jealous of you. Do you still find that to be the case, or being that you're a...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, so you think he's jealous of you?
Why would he be jealous? Yeah. What's he jealous of?
My sexiness, my charm.
All right.
No, seriously.
Oh, shit.
No.
Stop it. Just stop it right now.
Yeah, let's calm down here, because your charm and sexiness... You said he heard you speak and he hated you. That's not exactly charm or sexiness.
No, I'm just... Never mind.
No, Seth, what's going on?
I don't know. I mean, he just, like, pretty much hates me. I don't know why he hates me for...
Okay. Seth, can I interrupt you a second?
He probably hates me because it's popular to hate me.
Seth, I want you to...
Oh, wow, that's an interesting point he makes, Ken.
Oh, shut up, Frank. it's not the hipster thing to do to mourn George Carlin, you fuck. Seth. Listen, Seth. I want you to try to intimidate VA Messenger by perhaps performing one of your katas from your martial art of choice into the phone, calling out.
Correction. I did not do katas. That was one of the things we did not
then
study.
Do the barberino, whatever. Just do something crazy into the phone. I don't give a fuck what you do. Just let's hear some shouting in a martial arts fashion.
I'm so afraid right now. That's horrible.
I didn't hear that. I missed it. Wait. Seth, I completely missed it. My microphone and my headset cut out. I didn't hear it at all. Would you please do that again? I want you to do that noise, but in between screams, I want you to yell kick, punch, uppercut. I want you to call out the move. Somersault! Throw a somersault in there.
Flying kick. Back fist.
All right, flying kick. Come on. Yeah, let's relax here. Flying kick. The day you do a fucking flying kick is the day a goddamn Port-A-John can do a flying kick.
Nah, I never was able to do a flying kick because they didn't teach me how to do flying kicks.
And because of this thing called gravity. That's the reason you didn't do a flying kick.
You fat piece of shit. Jesus.
Isaac Newton prevented your fucking ability to do a roundhouse. Flying roundhouse. Oh, man. So, Seth, why don't you try to clear the air? Maybe extend the olive branch.
Wait. VA Messenger, Wes, what would it take for you guys to bury the hatchet?
His beard. He looks like a homeless person.
Oh, shit.
Oh, damn.
He kind of does.
Face me.
Kind of does. Okay, Frank, you had something you wanted to say?
Yeah. In all kidding aside, though, Wes, what would it take for you to like him? What could he do to get on your good side?
He could probably just die and just leave from... I'll talk everything. That'd be great.
I see.
So, are we going to be able to reach this agreement?
I guess we're not going to talk to him tonight.
Ever leave Tal Talk.
If he would never show up to events where he's not wanted to, like the softball game this weekend, where you were not wanted at all, but you still showed up.
Yeah, people were nice to me, and yet they greeted me with open arms.
They made fun of you, stupid motherfucker.
Women came up to me and gave me big hugs. And
women did, huh?
Who came up
to
you?
Yeah, man. I mean, people greeted me.
Who did it? Who hugged you?
They were happy to see me.
Who hugged you? Who were some of the people that hugged you?
Pookie Bear. Ooh.
She was drunk.
Who else? You said people.
Boogie Bear's a human.
Well, yeah, she's one.
Did Casey say hi to you?
No, I mean, of course not. She hates me, so I stay away from her.
Why would you show up if you know that she's going to be there and she hates you?
Because over one person, do you think that's gonna bother me? Over one person. Come on.
You think there was only one person there that hated you? You realize that now you can't even talk to fucking Sheepy. Sheepy talks to everybody, you douche.
I talked to Sheepy.
He hates you.
I hung out with them.
You can't even PM him now. He hates you so much.
Are we going to be able to come to a resolution anytime this fucking decade?
The pink flamingo comment.
All right, I'm gonna put you guys. Hold on, you guys. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
What's going on, man? It's Christine.
Christine, how are you?
Not bad.
What's up?
What's up, Mike?
Not much. I'm just listening to this, and I try not to get involved in people's shit too much, but this is so fucking one-sided and awful. Seth, are you listening to me?
Yeah, I'm listening to you right now.
I want you to listen to me, and I want you to repeat what I say. You ready? Are you listening?
Yes.
Go fuck yourself. I don't give a shit if you or any of these other phony pieces of shit like me or want me at a fucking event that's an open invite. Kiss my ass, you cock-sucking piece of shit. Say it. Or say something similar to that. I'm sick of this fucking one-sided bashing of a person who cannot defend himself whatsoever. Fuck you people. Fuck you people.
So if it was an open event, and it wasn't no fucking house party. So what? How do you fucking like that?
No, he's
bunch
telling
of
you
fucking cocksuckers.
Seth,
who walked up to his face and called him a fat fuck when they saw him?
Nobody.
All right then, shut up on here.
Wait, Seth, are you aware that he was calling in your defense?
Yes, he was.
Okay, just making sure that you're aware of that.
Wow.
Because normally I hear Pristine yell, and I have no idea what's going on.
I was a little confused at first, but
yeah. Me and Pristine are good friends, and I appreciate the call.
We're not good friends. We're not good friends. I don't hate
you.
You're
my homie.
No, but I don't hate you either. You know what I mean? Like, I'm okay. I have no problems with you. But this is just too fucking one-sided, man. Somebody help us. And stop explaining. Stop trying. Don't explain to people why. Oh, no, people like me. People hug me. Who gives a shit? Tell them to go fuck themselves if they're giving you a hard time like that. Grow a fucking set, man. Make these people eat their own shit. Don't sit there and try to explain why people like you or try to prove, yeah, somebody out there likes me. People hug me. Fuck that. Who gives a shit? Did nobody hug you? Who gives a shit? Fuck them.
Hey, Seth, let me answer a question.
Yes.
Did Pink is Flammable say hi to you?
I don't know. She hates me.
No, she called you fat. Shut up! She called you fat and walked away.
Hey, so let's go to bed.
She called you fat and walked away.
She didn't call me fat.
See you guys later.
She didn't call me fat.
Yes, she did. She said she called you fat and walked away.
I don't remember her calling me fat.
It doesn't matter if she called you fat. Who cares, Seth? Seth, who cares?
She doesn't like me.
Okay.
A lot of people
don't like you, Seth, but who cares? Don't explain yourself. Stop explaining yourself. Mm-hmm. And what's going on, Wes? Wes is someone who I am cool with. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to take anyone's side over here, but, you know, I'm sticking up for crazy because this is really one-sided. But this is what you need to say to someone like Wes who's attacking you, he's calling you fat. The only way you and Wes can be on good terms is the day that you die. Did you hear him say that? The day that you die, he'll be cool with you. Or leave from Pal Talk. So stop explaining yourself to him and tell him to go fuck himself.
He doesn't have the fucking balls to say that shit.
All right, Wes, go fuck yourself.
There it is.
Oh, there it is.
Snap.
Oh, shit.
And go sit in your corner like a little boy.
All right, Pristine.
Oh, shit.
Pristine hung up. It looks like the battle's never going to end between you two. I'm going to give each of you one more second to say something. Seth, go. 1/1000. We'll see you later. Thank you. And VA, with 1 second. Please go.
All right.
And goodbye. That was really riveting. It was amazing. This is a Pal Talk chat on the DJ News Style show. I don't know what to make of it, quite frankly,
you know what,
Frank.
I don't think it's going to be resolved.
I don't know what to make.
Pristine Mike called in, and I was a little taken off guard at first, but he was actually coming to the side of, I think he was just trying to prove a point.
He just is tired of it. I guess he just thinks that, you know, it's a very one-sided thing. He thinks it's very hip to hate Craze like you think it's hip to, for me to mourn George Carlin. I don't know. I don't necessarily agree or disagree with that. I think that Seth could be really scathing at times, like irritating at times because, you know, sometimes he mics up inappropriately and has nothing to say and his voice is a little bit different.
And he looks in two directions.
I don't pay so much attention to him though. I'll talk to him. I don't have a hatred towards the guy, you know? So, I mean, I don't necessarily see it because I don't experience that firsthand. I don't really go to events or anything like that. But VA Messenger is furious, and he's always going to be furious. So what the fuck? Pristine called in. He's like, you know what? Fuck it. Just Seth, stop apologizing. Say fuck off. And he did it. So it accomplished nothing, but at least he took that step. Who cares? Who cares, really? Do you care? Are you going to lose any sleep? Are you going to go upstairs? Hey, Donna, I can't believe it. You'll never guess. VA Messenger and Craze, they're never going to get along. I don't know how we're going to go on vacation next week.
Oh, don't even start with that friggin' thing.
Well, it's summertime. It's summer vacation time.
Ugh.
Frank, what's the deal? You had a vacation plan for next week. Where are you headed?
We're going to upstate New York, and it's called Lake George in upstate New York, and I'm dreading it. See, vacations are not pleasurable for me because they're very stressful for me because of the whole preparation and everything. So what we're doing is I'm having my wife and kids go a few days before me so she can sterilize the room and clean everything. And then when I go there, it'll be all safe and sound for me. I also purchased 2 toilet bowl seats, an oval-shaped elongated one and a round one. And the toilet bowl seat will be changed before I get there.
Well, why would you buy two different kinds? Why wouldn't you just buy the same one?
I buy two different kinds because I don't know what kind of toilet they have there. I don't know if they have a round one or an elongated one. So I buy one of each just to make sure.
Oh, okay. Why don't you just buy a cover? I don't know. Here's what you do. Buy like some kind of fucking like plastic pants and just cut a hole around your asshole. It's just going to hang over the open toilet.
What about my children? My children's asses will be on there too.
They already sit on the school's toilets.
Don't even.
Your children are fucking tainted right now. Contaminated your kids.
I got to tell you something.
There's no going back. What?
When Kayla was little. When she was in preschool, I used to forbid her for is that the right word?
Forbid her.
I used to forbid her to going on public toilet seats, and she would hold her bladder, and I used to give her a reward if she didn't use the public toilet bowl seat when she got home. I would give her like
did you shit in somebody else's toilet? No, right. Daddy. Here's $1. Best dad ever. Way to really create some kind of phobia about the fucking bathroom that's definitely going to go away before adulthood. Congratulations. Yes. Dad of the millennium.
So anyway, one time she held it so long that she started to cry in class. And the teacher, I think, called my wife up and said, you know, Kayla's crying. And she says, why? And she says, because she's afraid to go to the bathroom. And it was a big fucking fiasco.
I don't get this twisted. I'm not laughing. I said, don't get this twisted because I'm down with the streets. I'm ready to rock. I'm laughing not at your kid, but I'm laughing at you because that is probably the most horrific and terrible thing you can do to a child who has to pee constantly.
Right. No, I understand that.
It's just, how long did this go on? How long did you forbid her from doing this?
2 years. And, I told
kindergarten and first grade?
It was preschool.
Okay, preschool through kindergarten.
See, what the problem with preschool was, there was a shared bathroom between boys and girls. So I know the little boys are pissing all over that bowl because Luke pisses all over the bowl.
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So I know she's sitting her bare ass in some 5-year-old piss.
Yep. Oh shit.
Okay. So that's now she's in grammar school where they have separate boys and girls bathrooms. So I just know that if she's gonna sit there, I know she's just sitting where another girl sat. So she's not gonna be sitting in boys' piss. See?
See? Yeah.
And I also teach them to do aerial drops and things of that nature as well.
So they crouch, they do all that. But the thing is about the kids in the bathroom, they pee everywhere. It's not just even in the toilet direction. In the sink, in the corner, just like, you know, because they saw it. Maybe they saw an episode of Oz once. I don't know. They just piss everywhere. And there used to be this group of kids that prided themselves on shitting in the sinks. At my school, they used to be called the Notorious Sink Shitters. They used to just write NSS in their own shit.
Did you ever go into the bathroom and see the shit in the sink?
Yes, everybody did. They were notorious. You can't just call yourself the Notorious Sink Shitters.
And they never found out who it was?
Well, I mean, I knew who it was.
Oh.
Everybody knew who it was. The teachers didn't know. Don't rat. You'll get some shit in your fucking lunchbox or something. I don't know. It's fucking terrible, man. These kids, the people are fucking disgusting. Everybody is disgusting, especially men's or bathroom that are used by males of the species. They're the most disgusting bathrooms in the entire world. Just awful.
You know, a lot of people. I think I was talking to Best in Show, Chris. Best in Show Radio broadcast 11
Best to 2. BestinShowRadio.com. That's 11 to 2. HeroesTalk.com. They're our station. Station.
And he mentioned that when he goes to public bathrooms, he stands very far back at the urinal in order not to get the splash back. But if you stand way far back, once the stream is done pissing, it's gonna when the piss is retracting and done, it's gonna drip a little on the floor. It's not a good idea.
I do kind of the same thing, but when I go into the stall because you know I don't want to have my fucking cock out. In front of people. I don't want to be next to that fucking urinal that has the permanent pubes all over it and the caked-on piss. So I go in the stall, I lean up against the fucking back of the door, and I just freehand it. I haul it out, and I just let it go. I lean a certain way so that it's, you know, gravity does its thing, and I don't piss on myself. And I get a constant stream going. I don't even have to touch it. I open the zipper.
Isn't it true that you don't pick the toilet bowl seat up at home because you can hover? Is that what you do?
Yeah, why not? I aim. I have impeccable aim. Anybody who pees on the seat is a rookie.
But one time you told me you dripped a little bit on the seat and you wiped it off with your sock foot.
Many years ago.
I see.
I pissed on the seat and I was in a rush, but I had my socked feet. As disgusting as I am, I figured I'd just pick my foot up and wipe the seat and walk out. And that's what I did. And periodically, I'm not gonna lie, I'll do it again. God damn it! Next time I piss on the seat, but it's been a while because I have impeccable aim, as I said before. Why not? Why wouldn't you? Well, I mean, what do you do? You don't piss on the seat, though, right? You have some kind of some contraption that prevents you from leaving the fucking the bathroom or the basement that you confine yourself to.
Well, I mean, I only go to the bath. I don't go to the public bathroom in my house. That's you know.
You say public bathroom.
Well, we've been through this before. It's a public bathroom.
Let's fucking refresh the memories here.
The public bathroom is the powder room I have on the first floor. And
Is it gay to call the bathroom a powder room?
Well, that's what it's called because it just has a toilet and a
fucking
sink.
Fucking gay. It's a bathroom, a restroom, a lavatory.
Okay.
Never and, a fucking powder room.
And, you know, I don't utilize that bathroom for urinate. Well, for excremation. Just urination.
Excremation. You just pee in there. But you have no issues about peeing in the public bathroom.
I'm okay with peeing.
Why won't you pee in a public bathroom outside of your house?
Well, listen, it's my public bathroom at home isn't as like a public bathroom. It's the same kind of public bathroom at in a public.
It's true, but like there's no contact. Nothing will touch you. You wash your hands before you piss and after. Which is, I guess, good. So you're assuring that you're going to be touching yourself with clean hands and taking a piss that won't touch you.
Are you able to take a piss without touching your ding dong?
What did I? Do you ever fucking listen? Do you ever fucking listen? Yes. Okay. You lean a certain way. Stand far back, or just just say fuck this place. Shake? You know, well, okay, maybe you have to do the shake.
Okay, so then you can't, you jackass.
Or maybe you don't. Fuck the shake.
What do you just fucking wiggle around like?
Let it go down the leg. I don't give a fuck. I got no appointments today. Hula hoop. Fuck them. I spilled some, right near my dick. Yes. Right. But you do have to do the shake. Okay, fine. But I can initially. And I don't like saying take a piss. I don't like saying that. I do say it, but I don't like it because I'm not taking it. I'm giving it. And this seems something like that you would be right up your alley. My hatred for that saying, because you have had similar feelings about the term, the alternative form of describing cunnilingus. People would say they eat pussy.
Yeah, you don't say you eat pussy. You say you lick it or you taste it.
I don't ever want to hear you say lick again, ever. You put too much heart into that fucking word. That was disgusting.
Apologize.
It's a DJ New Style show. You are going on vacation, though, and we got on some kind of a weird tangent with the toilet seat thing. So you're bringing a couple new toilet seats, but you said that your wife and your kids are going 3 days before you to clean up?
Well, a couple days before me, they'll go, and then I'll meet them there.
Now, why don't you just go all at once? I don't understand.
Well, in case I have to finish up some work.
That's what a vacation is. Just fucking finish it up and then go. I don't understand why you have to.
I would actually prefer to enter the room after it's been sterilized. I don't want to go there in the process because it would make me nervous. I want it to be sterilized so when I get into the room, I won't have to worry about contamination.
So your wife is going to be contaminated then for having cleaned the filth?
Well, I'm giving her the proper latex gloves. I'm giving her a mask, and she will go in there.
You're just out of your mind. You're out of your mind. So you're going to Lake George, just you, your wife, and your kids?
Well, we're going with my sister-in-law, her husband, and their kids.
Wait, the same sister-in-law and husband that moved you from the head of the table on Thanksgiving all the way to the seam of the table?
You know, I know something.
Let's rewind it back to November. Thanksgiving, you took the seat at the head of the table, and you got bumped, and they put you in this rusty folding chair at the seam of the table. Go to DJNewStyleShow.com, download that show. It's from November, obviously.
This is what happened. My wife's got two sisters. One I get along with, one I despise. The one who I get along with I knew was going to be coming all along.
Yeah.
But my wife just laid on me last week that the one I despise is coming too.
Now, why do you
pretend like I already knew? She's like, oh, you remember that, so-and-so is going, right? And I said, no, I don't remember so-and-so is going. You didn't tell me so-and-so is going. So it's not even going to be a pleasurable vacation. I got to look at her sour puss off friggin' week. And I apologize, Don.
Now, why do you despise her? I mean, is there some kind of history between you two? Yelling, or, I mean, you get into a lot of arguments?
Well, there has been physical confrontations.
Physical?
Yes.
How physical?
She lunged at me.
What did you do to get her to lunge at you?
Well, I threw a water balloon up at the ceiling and it hit her in the head.
Oh, so that's nothing. I mean, you were playing around.
But there's been more to that. But it's a long story. But
so
whatever.
She hates you.
Oh, she despises me.
And
I'm
her
watching
husband
what
hates
I say.
You.
I'm watching what I say.
Does her husband hate you too? For hating his
I don't.
His wife?
I think he puts on an act. I don't think he's crazy about me.
Is he whipped?
Oh, he's definitely whipped.
Do you think
whipped.
You could take him in a fight?
Who knows? I don't know.
So let's say the two of you are standing ankle deep in Lake George and words are said and it's go time.
I don't know.
Who wins?
But you know what,
who
you
wins?
Know what I don't know. I got something more to
who wins the Lake George Battle Royale?
Last year, the daughter of her sister went with us to Wildwood, New Jersey. And we went in the ocean. I kept throwing seaweed at her face.
No wonder they fucking hate you. You're an asshole. You're a fucking asshole.
Anyway, so
can you swim? Can you swim?
Yes, I can swim.
Okay, so you're okay to swim. Do you have anybody in your family that can't swim?
My two little ones.
I mean, your sister-in-law or her husband, I guess I'm saying.
I think they can swim. I'm not sure. I don't know.
You're saying that your two sister-in-laws are going and their husbands and your family? That's it?
And a couple other people.
How many more people?
30.
30 total? I mean, 30 yes. people are going on this whole thing?
All right. Long story short. Donna, don't get mad at me, all right? My
your wife is listening right now.
Yes, she's in the Ustream room right now.
She's hacking up some fucking dry cake right now.
Oh, man.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, not only that, yeah, but my mother-in-law's going.
Oh,
my
your
mother-in-law's going.
Oh, this is you're done. You're done
okay?
for.
Okay? This isn't a fucking vacation.
Let's fill in the people that don't know anything about your mother-in-law or the relationship between you two. Do you two enjoy each other?
I don't think she likes me. I think she despises me.
Well, you stole her daughter.
I did steal her daughter.
And your sister-in-law, you stole her sister. You ruined their family life.
I don't know about that, but...
You ruined their family life, and you gave them half-mongrel Italian...
yes.
...nieces and nephews and grandchildren.
Yes. Yes. So, long story short... follow me. My wife's sister's husband. Now, my wife's sister's husband, who is of no blood relation, just
brother-in-law through
family.
Marriage. Okay.
Brother-in-law from marriage. His family is going. His three brothers, their wives, and their kids
what?
Are going.
Wait, so was this like a collaborative effort between like your wife and her sister?
I didn't know any of this.
They brought you in at the end?
They brought me in at the end.
About all this shit? When did you find out they're all going?
Last weekend.
And when was this planned? A couple weeks back, right?
Something like that, yeah.
So
now,
last weekend you find out everybody's going.
Yeah, here's the clincher.
What's the clincher?
Okay. These 30 people want everybody to take turns cooking dinner.
So
see what I'm saying?
So like buying groceries and like... You know, oh, it's my night. We'll make this, and you guys can join in, and it'll be great.
Right. So, because we're staying in, like, cottages, there'll be, like, a little kitchenette there. Your goddamn kitchenette!
So, you have to cook for, like, fucking 40 people.
Right. So they sent out emails telling people what to prepare for these fucking dinners. And the person, he says, don't forget the sides, the salad, and the dessert. What the fuck? How what nerve to tell me that I gotta fucking cook for you and to tell you what I have to give you? The gall of that man.
So you should tell him to his face that he's an asshole. You should say, listen, we've known each other for quite a while. That was pretty fucking, an asshole move you to pull on me. So what did you tell him?
We're just not going to take part in this. We're not preparing any dinner.
Wait. You're just going to not do it?
Yes.
And you're not going to tell them?
I'm not going to tell anything.
So they're going to go there with no food and not enough money.
When it's our turn, we're just going to leave. They have 30 adults and 12 children. 42 people we got to cook dinner for.
Holy shit.
They're telling us we have to cook dinner for them. And I don't even know these people. They're not my family.
And you're just going to fucking skip out.
And they're going to tell us what to prepare. They're saying that, no, they're telling us to prepare pork tenderloins. They said my wife has to prepare pork tenderloins.
So wait, let me just back up. Because you know they're going to be talking about what they're going to be eating throughout the day. Are you just going to go along with it? Because you said you're going to skip out. They're going to probably be like, oh, I can't wait for the pork tenderloin, Frank.
Yeah, I'm skipping out, no doubt.
But if they measured you, yeah, I can't wait to have that pork tenderloin tonight. What are you going to say? Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. And then you're gone. You're fucking gone. They're at the fucking front door of your little bungalow with fucking knives and forks in their hands.
Right.
White-ass Brent in the Ustream chat room on cn.heroestalk.com says, pork tenderloins, yeah, a.k.a. hot dogs. That's what you're getting. You're getting fucking hot dogs.
Yeah. So, it's not going to be an enjoyable vacation because I know my wife's going to get suckered into cooking for these people, and it's just going to be a fucking nightmare. I know they're going to fucking use my bathroom, too, because they're not going to have enough bathrooms in their apartment, so they're going to come knock on my door and use my goddamn bathroom.
Remove the seat. Just remove the seat. Leave no seat. Like, yeah, they gave this one without a seat. This one has no seat. Ain't that a bitch? Would you, if, okay, here's the deal. You have to take a shit in your own house, but for some reason you go in the bathroom and the seat is missing and it's just the porcelain bowl. Do you even attempt to just try and sit on that little edge?
No, I would never do that. I would do an aerial drop.
Like
but
a fucking woman.
That's only
in
the if
woods.
It's the public bathroom. If it's my master bathroom, I will sit on it because it's my own stuff that's on there.
It's your own mung, your own filth.
Yes.
Ugh, that little rim. You got to watch that.
It's cold.
It's cold. Yeah, it's cold and it's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
It's grotesque.
Yeah, it is.
I cannot even look at it. I have to have the toilet bowl lid closed at all times. I cannot even look at the – if there's like a movie or TV show where they show the inside of a toilet bowl, I have to look away. I cannot look at the inside of a toilet bowl. It just disgusts me.
You can't look at the inside of a toilet bowl.
No, it disgusts me.
You're insane. No, I'm not trying to be funny. Like, look how insane the germ freak is. You legitimately have a fucking problem. If this is true, if you can't fucking look at the inside of a goddamn toilet bowl, there's something wrong with you. You're 40 fucking years old.
I'm
turned 42.
No, excuse me. I'm 38.
Yeah.
38.
Whatever makes you feel better. Whatever gets you looking at toilet bowls again. You can't look at a toilet bowl without being shocked?
I cannot look at the inside of a toilet bowl if it grosses me out. Because it just is disgusting.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. It is summertime, and, you know, you're doing summertime things. I'm going on vacation in August. But this past weekend, I did something I've never done. Maybe as a child or whatever, you know, I wouldn't remember it. But I went to the last drive-in in New Jersey, in Vineland. It's the Delsey Drive-In. It was pretty cool. When was the last time you've been to a drive-in?
The last drive-in I went to was the one that used to be in Hazlet, New Jersey. I think it was Route 35, probably early 90s they closed it. I went to see Dirty Dancing. So whenever Dirty Dancing came out.
So you went to the drive-in to see Dirty Dancing. Yes. Were you
Dirty
excited? Were you excited about the film? Have you eagerly watched the trailer over and over again on TV?
Whatever.
We saw a shitty movie, a couple of them. It was a double feature. They do two movies for $8 and they make all their money in the food. It was Get Smart and You Don't Mess with the Zohan.
Well, those are two
just blockbusters.
I mean, there are two blockbusters.
They are, and they're completely horrible. They shut down The Love Guru. Well, Get Smart wasn't bad. I'll say it wasn't bad. It wasn't terrible. I'm getting a little sick of Steve Carell, though. Getting a little tired of him. He's the same guy every fucking thing he does. We get it. You're hapless. You're completely hapless and just so sure of yourself at the same time.
That's a great adjective, is hapless.
Yeah, it is. It's one that should be written in every description of half of this show. But yeah, it was pretty good. They did this one a little differently. They included more variety of food. Like they had stir fry, egg rolls, cheese steaks, pretty good stuff. Because they recognize that you're not going to make any fucking money in the tickets, so why not get these fat fucking cows in their dumb pickup
now,
trucks
is this
lined up?
Is going to be closing soon?
No, it's it just opened in 2004, and
oh, wow.
It's run by a doctor who just loves fucking drive-ins. But the problem was. There were no radios or whatever that you'd put in your car. It was all done through the FM signal.
And this is the first drive-in you've ever gone to.
That's exactly right. That's what I had said. So the movie sound comes through your car's radio, so you have to keep your car on. We were there through two movies, so halfway into fucking the Zohan or whatever bullshit that fucking was, my girlfriend Amanda's car dies. Fucking dies. We're like, oh, this fucking, the sound went out. Must be some bullshit. After like 5 minutes, we open the door. We still hear sound coming out of the other people's cars. We're like, oh, fuck, your battery's dead. So now I have to go get jumper cables. I'm knocking on fucking doors, hoping I'm not interrupting a moment. Do you have jumper cables? Do you have any jumper cables? Shit, I don't know if I got them. Hold on. Let me look. Nope, don't got them. Had to go to three or four cars. We finally got him. I interrupted somebody watching the movie. I felt horrible. What?
I would never admit that I had jumper cables, even if I had them.
You're an asshole.
Never even admit it. One time, somebody needed them, and I knew they were in my back seat, and I fucking hid them underneath the seat because I didn't want to be fucking bothered. I don't want to be bothered. Who the hell wants to go out there and get the fucking grease all over your hands? I'm watching, enjoying my movie. I don't, you know, you're too fucking bad. You fucked up. Don't come to me.
You are a fucking heartless douche.
Well, listen. Also,
Do you know how to use jumper cables?
I know that there's a positive and a negative. I just don't know what side to put the positive on and what side to put the negative on. And sometimes I'll hit the things together and there's a spark.
Oh, God. I hope there's video of the next time you try to maybe help a human in need and you don't know how to do it.
Well, was there ever a time where somebody needed your help and you just were not in the mood to help? Like, I can remember I was in college
every
one time.
Every Thursday you say you need something to help with the computer.
One time I was in college, somebody's car got stuck and they were like in the middle of the road and they came to my window and they said, "Can you help me push it to the side of the road?" And I rolled down the window and I just hit the gas and sped away. I'm gonna get out of my car. I'm more comfortable with the fucking air conditioning. I'm gonna get out of the fucking car and help it. I got the air conditioning set perfectly.
You're a fucking asshole. You seriously, there's nothing I can say to you except that you're an asshole. Not only are you going to cut out on your family, not even tell them that you have no intention of cooking for them, you're going to go along with the charade that, oh, yeah, the pork's going to be great. Drive home. Somebody needed you. They were broken down in what can only, you know, I could only picture as a fucking desert. He just fucking slammed the gas in his face.
Yeah, I mean, he came to my, because I was like,
What did he say to get this?
No, he knocked on. He says, "Can you help me? Can you give me a push? Can you give me a push to the side of the road?"
Did he give you
an
excuse?
And I opened the window, like, real concerned. I put the window down. I opened my mouth. I said, and I sped away. Fuck that! I'm not going to get out of the fucking car! I got my radio on! I can't be bothered! I got my fucking seatbelt in, for Christ's sake!
I like that the first excuse you gave was, "I have the air conditioner set perfectly."
Yeah! Absolutely. Then I get out of the car. It's going to bring the hot air in. Screw that. The hell with that. I can't be bothered.
And you probably had the fans finally in a position. You finally got it right so that you're sitting right. It's hitting you. And he comes down and he needs your help. He didn't even ask me. He wanted you to push it to the side of the road.
I looked at him through the rearview mirror. And he was like, he just waved his hands in disgust as I drove away.
Forget it.
Oh, yeah. I keep surgical gloves in my car as well. In case I have a flat tire, I could put surgical gloves on in order to change the flat tire, which isn't that odd, right? To have wear gloves to change a flat tire?
That's extremely odd.
Sorry.
It's extremely odd. Be a man and just fucking take the goddamn things off. You're performing household tasks with fucking rubber gloves on. It's gay. It's a little gay. Grievo says it's pretty smart. Come on. Surgical gloves? Yeah, I could see a pair of fucking work gloves. But
well, do you know what? A lot of auto mechanics wear surgical gloves now.
Good for them. Why are you... It just disgusts me, because it reminds me of the fact that you would wear them over and over again, just going through pair after pair, if you could. Why don't you just bring a box of them with you? You'd never have to Purell again.
Well, I have them in my glove box.
But wear them always, I'm saying. And then the minute they get contaminated, just rip them off. Throw them out.
That's a good idea. Maybe I'll think of that.
Maybe you should start doing it now. I think the next time you're on cam for this show, which will be in 2 weeks because you're going to Lake George next week.
Yes.
You should be wearing the surgical gloves.
Yes.
We're not doing a regular replay. We did a sort of a secret show that we recorded, and we're going to just air it here next Tuesday night. And then it'll be on the podcast. So if you guys can't listen live, you'll get it.
Secret.
Some of the people who were here, they actually heard it. Some did not. So, you know, we'll have that there. And then maybe after that, we'll play our appearance on XM. Just for laughs and giggles and fun. I don't know. Do you have anything that you'd like to do for the rest of the show? I mean, because I know you had a segment planned.
No, well, there's no segment. I just had some dilemmas.
Well, that's
would you rather
a segment, isn't it?
Help.
It's a little bit of a segment.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And if...
Well, I mean, do you need someone to call in?
Well, I was hoping FM Jeff would call
first
in.
First of all, we do have a call here. We have to...
He doesn't have to, though. He doesn't have to.
I hope it's not Raphael from Connecticut or Pristine who are engaging in some kind of Robitussin war. I don't understand quite what that is. But you're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this? No, they hung up right away, right before I even finished my thing. I don't know exactly if Raph, Pristine, can you call in and explain just what the fuck this shit is? Just what the hell this is?
Oh, this whole Robitussin thing?
Yeah, I want to know that. Do you know what's going on with
that? Oh, I know what's going on. Raphael from Connecticut and Mike Pristine Sneakers are drinking bottles of Robitussin to find out the effects.
Bottles? Oh, hold on. The guy who called before is back on. Who's this?
Hey, Frank. It's me, Rob.
Rob, would you do us a favor and mute the Pal Talk room?
Yeah, I'm right now having a good time listening to you guys.
Yeah, but we're hearing a little bit of feedback.
It's been a great laugh tonight.
We're hearing.
I've been having
holy
at work,
shit! Shut up for a second.
At work.
Shut up.
Okay, Ken. Jesus, man.
I'm sorry. Hey, you know, DJ Rob, I had a bad day. This is our buddy DJ Rob. He's he works at you work at which one? Where do you work?
Publix.
That's right. I had you confused with Seth, who is better known as Crazed, who is hated by VA Messenger forever. But before I can get to you,
go ahead, Ken.
Oh shit! I missed that call. I'm gonna have to tell that person, Pristine, to call in him.
Go ahead and grab it, man.
No, you're on the line here. But when he calls in again, I'll patch him through. If Pristine wants to call in again, I'm sorry I missed your call, buddy. No need to go on. DJ Rob, you work at Publix. You frequently perform slip and slide like tasks through shit and piss in the bathroom.
Yes, that happened to me a couple of times, and I was wearing the wrong pair of shoes at work, and my boss saw me with my head on conscience on the floor, and they had to call paramedics to grab me out of the bathroom for some reason. And when I saw my dad at work, I smelled like piss, and he started like, "What the hell happened to you?" And he was like, "Oh, nothing." I was like, "Well, I smell like I jumped in a piss bowl right now." And he just started cracking up like this. He said, "Man, you smell." It's like, okay.
Have you
I'll go get a shower and get out of there.
Well, thank you for calling, Butters. just hang on a second. I'm just in a complete tizzy. Raphael from Connecticut called in. Raphael, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Why are you so downtrodden? What's going on now?
Yeah, man.
I feel like 1,000 pounds right now. I don't know.
What did you do?
I seem to have drank in a bottle of this cough suppressant.
You're not supposed to do that.
Oh shit.
What are you planning on doing right now? I mean, you're not like. Why were you doing this?
To get a buzz, I guess.
Now, Mike Pristine Sneakers did the same thing, but I don't think he's feeling the effects that Ralph is feeling.
Pristine Sneakers bought some child stuff.
Oh!
Oh, shit, yeah.
So Mike bought the child stuff. You bought the man stuff.
Pristine, welcome to the DJ New Style Show.
Hey, what's the deal, man?
Are you doing this this Robitussin thing as well?
Yeah, I am. I don't know. It's not always cracked up to me. First of all, it's something I need to explain just so we don't sound like idiots who are drinking Robitussin. There was a really long discussion that we had about it last week, and I don't know. We had just expressed some curiosity. It's one of those things. You make an agreement with, you know, you're like, hey, let's try this together, except we're not really together. We're on the internet. And so today was the day, and I did it, and I don't know, man. I feel a little sluggish. When I called earlier and I started yelling, that had me sweating for like a good 10 minutes really badly. And
now Raphael seems to be feeling a different set of side effects here. Raph, what are you experiencing right now?
I'm just fucking sluggish, I guess. Not motivated really to do anything other than pick up the phone and call.
But are you coughing?
My wife is also participating as well. She also drank
Great, that's good. So if you both die, it'll look like you had some kind of a fucking suicide pact. That's
Romeo and Juliet. Romeo and Juliet.
Now you said that the Rob, you said the reason why Mike's not feeling the same effects is because he bought the child's brand. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know about that. I was just fucking around. I don't know what he got.
I mean, it did say
it was a pediatric, but somebody in the room had said it was one that had.
Can I ask you guys a question? Hold on a second. How much have you consumed? How many ounces?
Yeah, 4 ounces.
DJ Robin's back. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Pristine, you've done 4 ounces. That's like 4 shots, roughly.
Four shots. That's not bad. Not bad at all, man. Oh my god.
Have you ever?
I'm hopping around six, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, so 2 shots. This is what you have to look forward to, Pristine. He's holding it up right now. It looks like Robitussin, long acting. So you're in for the haul tonight.
God, he's really in the haul tonight.
Yeah, DJ Rob. DJ Rob.
Hey you. What's
DJ
up?
Rob, have you ever consumed cough syrup on purpose?
No.
You're not sick. You've never just to see what it's like.
Nuh-uh.
No. Have you ever done any illegal substances?
No, I haven't even fooled with that stuff for a long time.
Okay, now listen to me. Have you ever masturbated while working at Publix? Have you ever masturbated on the job?
No, and my boss would kick my ass from here to there if she still caught me. only on the last if I was in the back room and she didn't know it was about it. Yeah, it's like
so you admit that you have.
It's like unbelievable.
So you admit that you have.
Yeah, but only in the back room when no one's around.
So why did you lie to me?
From work, it's great when no one's there. And it's like, oh great, good, I can do this for a second before they come back.
Have you ever?
I love the hell out of it.
Have you ever used any of the food that Publix sells as a device for masturbation?
Nuh-uh. They'd never. Kill me if I was doing that shit.
They'd kill you, but what about in the back room? You did it in the back room, right?
Right, I could do that in the back room when there was no cameras around. If there were the camera around, I'd be running.
DJ Rob, terrible. Have you ever purchased a rubber vagina like Ed McGrath?
Right.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Nice to hear your voice, Frank. I'm sorry I haven't been on as much.
Okay, DJ Rob, I want you to interview Raphael from Connecticut and Pristine Sneakers about their intentional consumption of Robitussin. And go.
Hey, Frank. Hello. Raphael, how you doing tonight, man? What's up? Oh, man. Shit. What's wrong with you? You sound like you've been going through bad shit tonight. What's wrong, man?
I'm listening to you talk, bro. I'm ready to fucking kill myself.
No, you're not really going to kill yourself.
You want to put a gun to your ass. Come on, man. You'll kill yourself like that, man.
Good.
I love this shit. But yeah, right. Man, if you're taking Robitussin, then that shit will get you really sick to the ground. Unless you're having diarrhea. Yeah.
You know,
I'm a doctor's son. I should know this shit.
You know, you're also on the phone with Pristine Sneakers, who is consuming the same Robitussin as well.
Both of them?
Yeah. Say hello to Pristine Sneakers. I want you to interview Pristine.
Oh, Christine. How you doing? And welcome to the DJ News Hall Show. How you been doing, girl?
Thank you.
Oh, tell me about what's wrong, Christine.
Excuse me?
Talk it up. What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong.
What's wrong, my friend? Oh, come on. You say you're taking Robitussin yourself.
What are you saying? I'm sorry. Hold on. DJ Rob. Yes, sir. You need to pause for a second.
Thank you.
Pause.
I don't blame you, guys. I don't blame you.
Shut up. Holy fuck!
I'm fine when you're having fucking fun, don't you think? I'm getting cracking up so damn hard. I'm loving it on here. I'm just loving it.
Ken, who are you guys? What the fuck am I talking to?
God, man. Sorry, Frank. I'm sorry. God. Oh, God. Okay. Come on. Let's get with the story here.
Oh, so
is there any way to mute this fucking clown for 1 second?
Me, what clown? I'm always going cuckoo around here.
I'm talking.
Hey, shithead. Oh, oh, we love
who is this? Who is this
okay,
person?
Sir. It's okay, my man. It's okay.
Has there ever been a minute in your life that you shut the fuck up? Shut up. You hear me? Shut up. Be quiet. Shut up.
Okay.
1 minute.
Okay.
Shut the
down,
fuck
right.
Calm
up. Let's all calm down. I'm sweating up here
oh
like a
nugget
storm.
God.
I don't know why. I'm feeling nervous wreck or I'm just sweating the head down for some damn reason.
I want to put my
fist down on the floor now. I love to see that right now, saying, "Oh my God!" Oh,
you
are so
right.
Come
who are you talking to? Who are you talking? No, actually, no. Don't tell me. Shut up.
My
shut up.
Is having Ken, fun with my ass.
Shut. Oh my
Freak.
God. Ken.
Yeah.
I know you're still there. Ken.
Okay, guys.
Yes.
Up the show so I won't get in trouble.
Yo, shut the fuck up, DJ Rob! Shut the fuck up! Hi.
Okay, okay. I'm getting off, guys.
No, don't get off.
No, no, hold on.
No. Christine.
Okay, okay.
Hi, Christine.
Yeah, what's up?
That was DJ Rob.
Fucking amazing.
I'm sorry to get you guys cracking up like this.
Shut up! No one's talking to you! Shut up!
Okay.
So, Christine, how's the rub?
Who's DJ Rob? You know, I don't know. It sounds a little familiar. I need to know who I'm speaking to. What,
okay, let me explain a little bit. He's he is a man who works at a grocery store called Publix. And he stumbled into our Pal Talk room and... Quite frankly, I don't know why. I guess he's interested in radio. He's got several learning disabilities and is probably on several medications. DJ Rob, would you say that's correct?
Yes.
Shut
sir.
Up! Shut up! Shut the fuck
is
up!
Oxygen count as a medication?
Shut up!
What the fuck? How old are you, DJ Rob?
I'm right now 36. And not married.
Yeah, I wonder why.
I'm just enjoying it.
Oh, my God. I don't even remember what we were doing. We were trying to talk about Robitussin with this fucking creep.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but the thing
yeah,
is... the thing.
Out,
would
so
you just shut your
so
goddamn yapper? For 5 minutes! Christine, he wandered...
Get me on the floor, don't.
I will go to Publix, and I will shove a fucking melon in your anus.
Unfucking
believable. Somebody's having damn fucking fun. Woo!
Okay.
Oh, God.
Fucking idiot.
I can't help it. Jeez.
DJ Rob, how's your day today? How's your day today, DJ Rob?
Yeah, it went okay.
What happened?
Fucking murder. Shut up.
3 at night, 8 at night, I had a crazy show, and it was just unbelievable.
You don't do a show.
Absolutely unbelievable. Yeah.
What are you talking about? Where do you do the show? In the break room? What
show
do you do?
No, my show is in another room, on a stream.
In the stream? You gotta watch out for bears? Do you take a break whenever a salmon comes up the stream?
Yeah, when it's time to, when time's to take a break, it's time to take a break. Just like regular AM and FM radio. I have a good time with it. Shit anyway.
Can you just be quiet? Can you be silent? Pretend you're on break right now. Pretend you're on break. Do not say one fucking thing until I will address you, and then I want you to talk. Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna let you guys have fun because we got about 5 minutes.
Shut up.
Too late.
Show time over.
Shut up. Thank you, DJ Rob. All everybody, DJ Rob. Christine is a guy that wandered in. He loves radio. He loves ham radio. He found our room through the category radio on Pal Talk and illustrated very bizarre behavior. He has a profile picture which looks like Michael J. Fox doing the over-the-shoulder blazer pose where you hold your blazer over your shoulder like you're trying to sell somebody a mortgage.
Yeah, I think I remember this.
Yeah, that's basically him. He basically comes in the room and he reads the names and greets everybody. And that's what he does. It's his thing. Are you starting to get a little bit slower with the what do they call it, the robo trip?
Robo tripping, yeah. I think to make it sound a little cool, I like to say I'm on the tussin, son. I'm on the tussin.
Tussin.
That's what I tell people.
Tussipping. Yeah, on the tussin. And Raph, you obviously have you're feeling the worst of the effects.
It's a shitty high.
Yeah.
I smoke like a pack of cigarettes in like 2 hours. So I don't know.
Okay.
More of a nicotine high than anything, I think. I did throw up though.
Well, I'm gonna let you go to your Robitussin there, Raph. But Pristine, why don't you hang on a second? Raph, take care of your wife. She's doing the same thing, I understand.
Yeah, I don't think I'm getting any tonight.
Hold each other.
Oh, shit.
So, just all right, don't
guys,
die.
Have a good show.
Thank you, Raph. Pristine, you know, we have you on here, I guess, with DJ Rob and Germ Freak. Germ, did you have anything you wanted to ask?
Well, I had a couple things, but it's approaching that hour, so I didn't know.
Well, we may as well continue. Do a couple, and then we can do
all right, maybe just two or three, and then we'll
you know, why
that.
Not? I mean, I don't know what you're even doing, though.
I apologize. I'm just doing Would You Rathers tonight.
And what do we call those, aside from Would You Rather?
Germ Freak's Dilemmas.
Germ Freak's Dilemmas. I see.
Just a couple.
Well, hold on.
Yes. Now it's time for Germ Freak's Dilemmas. Here they come, yo.
Here they come. Yes, that's it. It's the intro. Go ahead.
Would you...
Hello?
Yes.
Go.
Would you rather age only from the neck up or age only from the neck down?
I think I would. I'd rather age from the neck up. Obviously, because your joints would fucking be superior.
That's right.
Who cares if I have old man face? Right. Throw it over to Pristine. What do you think, buddy?
Absolutely neck up. Yeah, man. At least my body will still be in working order, you know?
Let's throw it over to DJ Rob. DJ Rob, what do you think? Would you rather age above the neck or below the neck?
Below the neck.
Why?
It makes a girl go crazy.
All right, I'll accept that as an answer.
All right, yeah.
Man. Oh, yeah.
Okay, now be silent again. Germ Freak, what do you think?
Obviously, you got to go above the head there because you don't really, you know.
Well, if it's so fucking obvious, why'd you pick that one? What's the next one?
All right, then forget it. I got just maybe one more here.
Sure.
A
couple more.
All right. Yeah. Would you rather drink liquid found leaking from a garbage can or chew it on a hairy clump found in a drain?
I'm throwing it right over to Pristine. Pristine, what do you think? Oh, whoops. We actually lost Pristine. I'm getting him back. Pristine.
Yo.
Hey, man.
Okay, the question is, Jerm, why don't you just restate it real quick?
Would you rather drink liquid found leaking from a garbage can or chew on a hairy clump found in a bathroom drain? A bathtub Ooh. Drain, rather.
Shit, man. Am I first?
You are first.
Yes.
Hairy clump, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know.
You're okay. What? Like somebody must have jizzed in that fucking clump. So maybe some filth went down the drain.
Yeah, see, this is the thing. There are many variables involved in making a decision like this. I was just gonna go though with the basics. I don't know, like the bottom of the garbage can. I mean, you know, that's. We're talking about whatever it is, it's spoiled too. You know what I mean?
it's been like there a while.
It seems like certain death. So I'm going with.
I would drink the garbage juice. I don't. I think that you could drink things easier than you can chew and swallow them.
Do you have to swallow it too?
Right, you had to swallow. I mean, Germ, what's the deal?
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to
consume it.
You just have to chew it chew it around your mouth. I don't know if you want to swallow.
Oh, okay.
But whatever.
All right, well, I
it's
mean...
It's not science.
I wouldn't want to chew it. I'd rather just fucking drink that water. Whatever.
Okay.
And DJ Rob, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm thinking about the same thing. Down that drain. Oh, yes, definitely.
Thank you for that.
Definitely.
Germ Freak, what do you think?
I'd rather drink the liquid because most of the stuff in there... It's probably food, and I would have already eaten it, so it's not that bad.
Well, it's not necessarily your garbage. I mean, it's somebody else's garbage can juice.
Oh. Well, I'll still go for the juice. It's easier to consume.
It's the garbage can juice from a male prison.
Yeah.
From the showers. Right by the showers. Okay. Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, hold on a second. You gotta be fucking kidding me.
You're calling me mad.
Wait a minute. I need to check something.
The fuck? I'm still going,
so it's all right.
What happened?
No, nothing happened.
Keep it going, man. Keep it going.
You thought you weren't recording?
No. I kind of ran out of space.
Oh. It's okay.
Uh-oh. A little bit of it. DJ Rob, if you fucking start move with me, I'll kill you. I'm just kidding.
Okay, right. Shit, man.
I won't. I would never kill you, dude.
Oh, shit.
Let's do the last one here, friend.
I got last question for the night.
Sure, last question for the night.
Would you rather spend 1 year of your life in a room with no windows or in a glass room where everyone can watch your every move?
Fuck it. Well, you fucking giggled. You giggled, DJ Rob. You fucking giggled. Why don't you go first?
Yeah, I would love to go first. I don't care. Anybody loves to see me naked.
Yeah, no one does. Thank you for calling. Pristine, let's throw it over to you.
Oh, I hate that fucking guy, man. He's really the worst.
I'd
be in the room. I don't know, man. I can't even. Honestly, it just happened before. Like I said, I started yelling and the buzz just really hit. I'll take the room. I'll take the room with no window.
All right.
What the I mean, how many times in your life? I'm sure I'm in a room with no windows pretty often. I don't need to be in a glass room where everyone can see everything I'm doing. No, thank you.
Okay.
And Germ Freak, what do you think?
I would prefer no windows.
So you're going to get fucking rickets. Congratulations.
Whatever. All right.
That's great. Well, that pretty much concludes this episode of the DJ New Style Show.
Thank you.
I want to thank everybody involved. Foundry Music, Jeff, Pristine, VA Messenger, Crazed, Raphael from Connecticut, and last but probably least, DJ Rob. Tune in next Tuesday to hear our secret show. Frank's going to be on vacation. Listen, love it, enjoy. Frank, you have anything you want to say?
Peace out!
Bitches.